Idi ikasadi diyoda my heavy bishtoro. If there are Edom over here that know exactly what was written in the shtar, like we know that the shtar says that somebody said that he owed you $1,000, if so, what's the whole problem? If so, lichtav leishtoro malya, let them write over another shtar, then what's the whole problem? Then there's no damage at all. Vida lekasadi elamai what there are no Edom, that we do not know really what was written in the shtar. If so, anan minoyadina. So how do we know the whole case? Like, what do you have to tell me? You put the yodam. Like, what's happening to say yichayiv? We do not know if there was a shtar, how much money was in it. We do not know. So Gemara says, poshet omar rova. Rov answered, the difference is tehei b'maminoi. The difference is when he trusts you, if he's maiming you. And Rashi says, balashtar l'sarif. In case we believe you, what you say, so in such a case, even though I believe you, that when I ripped up your shtar, you tell me it was $1,000 shtar, still I'm potter, because I was only a grummer, I didn't really take away the money from you, I only took away your proof to receive it, that's only called a grummer, therefore I'm potter b'dinei yodem, and maybe I'm chai b'dinei shemayim. Omer Avdimi Bar Chanina. Hod the rabba, that's what rabba says, you should know, machloikis Rabbi Shimon v'rabbonin hi. Saka machloikis Rabbi Shimon in the rabbonin. It's machloikis. Why? The Rabbi Shimon, the Yom, according to Rabbi Shimon, that says, dover ha-gurim l'momin, kimomin domi mechayiv. Something that's a gurim that causes you to receive money. If that's called money, so Mela, right now this shtar, since this shtar right now is a gurum, is a cause that you could receive $1,000, it's like considered like $1,000 is here. And therefore somebody burns up that shtar, it's considered like you took away your $1,000. Therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not called a gurumo, but rather it's called a regular matzik, it should be chayiv. So that's what Rav Dima Bachnini wants to say, that according to Rabbi Shimon, you should be chayiv. And the Rabbonin, the Yamri, well, according to Rabbonin Shita, that they say no, that Dover HaGurim Lamomin is Lavka Momindomi, it's not called like money, even though it's a cause of a loss, but right now it's not called money, then Loi Mechayev Enechnami, then Taki, you won't be Chayev, then you'll be Potter. And this we know, Hera Machlekes is Rabbi Kotchim Shechayev Bech Yusin. If you have a Korvna, Shechayev Bech Yusin, is it called your Momin or not? So he says, therefore, burning up a star is totally in this Shail of Yod, Dover HaGurim Lamomin, is called Kamomindomi or not. Gemara says like this, no. Maskiv lo Rav Huna b'red Rav Yeshua. Eim odisham et leil Rabbi Shimon. When did we hear that Rabbi Shimon said that dover ha-gurim l'momin is k'momin domi? When do we hear this klal that takes something that's a gurim to momin? It's called like momin, I tell you, b'dover shi'ikri momin. Only something that right now really has value to it. It's an ikri momin, like a korban, like an animal. Right now the animal is worth. Now the case is, you are makdish this animal. So now that you makdish it, doesn't belong to you, it belongs to Hegdish. But we say there, if you have a chiyuv achrayis, let's say the animal dies, you'll have to bring another one. So therefore, if somebody kills the animal now, he has to pay you because he caused you a loss. But the animal is called ikrei momin, it's called momin. In Kiddur Rabba, like Rabba always says, the Yomar Rabba, gozal chometz lefnei Pesach. Somebody stole chometz before Pesach. Ubo acha v'sor for the moyed. And now somebody comes and he burns it up on Pesach itself, you should know Potter. He's Potter, he doesn't have to pay you back. Why? So what happened is somebody stole chametz before Pesach. And now somebody came and burnt it during Pesach, so Potter the one that burnt it. Why? Shehakil mitzuvim olav levaroi. Because everybody has a chiyuv to burn it. Now during Pesach it's chametz, and everybody has a chiyuv to burn it. Like Rashi says, b'moyin, b'zman b'yuroi, b'vov shoyis, u'da... Kavosid of Sochin, Leibotik Vatoich HaMoyed, Yiftit Liachar HaMoyed. Kids on the sixth hour of the day, the first on Erev Pesach, that's the Zman you're supposed to burn the Chometz. It says a loch here of HaKil Mitzuvim Olav Levaroi. Everybody is Mekuyev to burn this Chometz. For me, I think the Gerua brings a Diyak, that the Maista Chometz is not only a din to burn it. The owner, not only the owner of the Chometz, but Chometz that's belonged by Israel. If a Jew owns Chometz, every single Jew has a chiyuv really to see that chometz should be burnt. The mitzvah tashbis applies to everybody. Like this lashon over here is ha'kil mitzuvim alav levaroi. But what about liachra pesach? Let's say somebody comes now and burns a liachra pesach. So here it's a machlekes Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan. Here it's a machlekes whether you have to pay according to Rabbi Shimon or according to Rabbanan. L'Rabbi Shimon diyam adov ragrim l'momin k'momin domi chayiv. According to Rav Shimon Shita, that this is called Goyron Lamomin, you have to pay. Like Rashi says, Haisha Sorfoy Lishalom Lagazlin, Dimeyim. The person that burnt up this chometz now after Pesach has to pay back the gazlin, because it's called the Dovra Germ Lamomim Hu. Why? Shim Hoyu Ben, because if this chometz would have still been around, Hoyu Machziroi Gazlin Labolov. The owner has the right, the gazlin could have returned it to the Bailim, Upotter. Like we'll see, this Nan Liyeh we learned before, Gozal Chometz Govra Olav Pesach. If somebody steals chometz before Pesach, he has the right to say to the owner later, Oyim Loi Haresh Elof Lofonecha. Since nothing changed, just dinim changed, but nothing really changed to the actual chayfitz, you have a right to say Reish Elof Lofonecha. So the Yachshav Shein then, now that it's not here, Yach the Domin, now you're going to cause the gazlin to pay money for it, Lebolov. Now, over Chometz the Pesach on Pesach, the Yarmin and Hochi Mishum, the Ikaroi Kleima, Bitchilosei Momen Hevi, because by Chometz at the beginning, when you stole it, it was called Momen. The Yachshav, now you have to Pesach, Hachla Pi Shein the Shovel Liklum, but Germ Lamamamu, it's called something that's Germ Lamamamu, because it once had a Shein Momen. Chometz is worth, it has value to it. Abu Bishtar, a Shtar Chayv, to me Oilam Lehoya Gufa Momen, there was never a value to the Shtar Chayv. A shtarcha was only just a piece of paper just for proof. Mishamet leidit here, did you ever see, according to Rabbi Shimon, that you should say a dovra gerum lamomin should be chayiv? It was only by chometz. The chometz right now has value to it. So if somebody stole it, so now lamaisi even after Pesach, that's also bahano, still the gazlan has the right to say resh lech lefonecha. So somebody burns it, takes it away from the gazlan, he's like a mazik, he's ruining it for the gazlan. It's called a gorim. You're causing him to lose money. So that's called value to the gazlin. You have to pay the gazlin. But a shtar never had any value to it. So therefore, somebody burns up the shtar, even according to Rabbi Shimon, still you should be potter. Miyama. Something more says. So more says, like the Rabbonin, the Yamri, Dora, Gon, the Moment, Laska, Mama, Domi is potter. But that's only by chometz again. But bedover shein ikrei momen mi aminan. But something like a shtar that's not ikrei momen that we never heard. So therefore, it's not told in the machlokes Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanim. Omer Amemer Amemer says like this: Man de doyin dina de garmi magvi bei de meishtar mealya. Forget about the halacha of groma. There are two different halachas: the halacha of groma, groma being a zaken is pata, we only cause a damage to somebody else. And then there's a stronger lashon of de doyin dina de garmi. Dina de Garmi is something much stronger. The big machlok is exactly what is the case of Dina de Garmi. Rashi says, Man de Dina de Garmi Rabbi Meihi. So then we want to say, if you burn up the shtar, then you should have to pay Domi Mealya. Magvi de Mei Shtar Mealya. O man de Loi Doin Dina de Garmi, Magvi Bei de Mei Nir Biyam, then you only have to pay how much the paper is worth. Nemura says, Heavy Uvdir is watching, there's such a case like this. For Kafir Rafris, Ravashi, the Yagva Bei, there was such a case like this, and he made them pay back. There was somebody was served the shtar shachaveroi. It was called the Gorma Hefsid, and he made him pay back. So again, this was his last mice again. Have yuvdu kfiya rafram the Ravashi the Agva Bei ki kishur the Talmud. The advice is he holds doyin dina de garmi, and therefore he made him take pay the value of it. Like kikshur letzalma means a good piece of wood, like a molding piece of wood, a wood that you use for molding. In other words, he made him pay the complete price of it. Now the Gemara says, it says in the Mishnah that chometz for over all of our Pesach, if somebody stole chometz and then it went over Pesach, so imalei hareish lech lefanecha, you have a right to say back to the nigzal afterwards, hareish lech lefanecha, you have a right to return it to say, this is it, this is what, this is my peroyim. Mara says, now Mantan, who's the time of our Mishnah? That Oimrim, you have a right to say the Isuri Hanor by Isuri Hanor, Haresh Elach Lefanecha. Even though right now it's not worth anything, right now it's also Banor, still you have a right to pay back like this. On Rav Chizdo, Rabbi Yaakov, it goes according to Rabbi Yaakov, Titania, we once learned like this. Shor Shehemis, or Shor that killed somebody. So now the Shor is Mechuyiv Skila. Is actually nigma dinoi before Bezdin Paskin the halacha that the shor killed it as chayiv misa mochroi mochor. If the owner of the shor sells it, so the shor the mechir is good. Rashi says shor shemis minis odim mochroi yachin nigma dinoi mochor. Rashi says v'lo yisokel, and then you won't kill the shor either. to be in Nisa Vamod Bedin Shihei Shofen Kiyechod, because you have to have it belonging to the same owner from the Shas Misa until, from the Shas Hezit to the Shas Misa. And like Rashi ends off, after we had the Gemara before already, in Perish Sharshanogad Alvehei, it has to belong to the same owner from Bishas Negicha to the Shas Gmadin. So therefore the Gemara says, that Achelin Nigmadinoi Mochroi is Mochor. Hegdeshoi Mukesh, if the owner is Makesh, the same thing, then you don't have to kill the shore. Shochatu, let's say you shech the shore, Bisara Mutar, who had in then the Bosra's Mutar, since the mice before Bezdin Paskin, the Chiyah Skiller upon the shore, if you made a Shchito, you're allowed to eat from the shore. Herziroi Shomer Lebolov, let's say it was a Shomer that was watching the shore, and by the Shomer the shore killed somebody, and the shore, the Shomer now returned it before the Bezdin Paskin, the Chiyah Misam, Salachariv, Herzir, Shomer Lebolov is Muchsar. It's called a good Chazor. What about Misha Nigmadinoi, Mochroi, and a Mochor? Let's say once Bezdin Paskin ready that this shore is killed somebody, so therefore it's now called the Shor Haniskol. So now Lamaisi, you have no right to sell it. The Mechir is not Chal, because it's also Bahano already, you can't sell it. If you Makdish it, Hegdish is not Chal, it's like also Bahano, you can't be Makdish it anymore. Shor Chatu, if you Shecht it now, the sorry also. It, the Bosra is also Bosra, because they had a loch of Shor Haniskol. Heziroi Shor Melabolov. Let's say the Shomer now goes ahead and returns it to the owner right now, before they killed it, is Eina Mukhsa. It's not called a good Chazorah. Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Yaakov says, Af mi shenigma dinoi, even after the Paskin lays the din, then we say, Herzira Shomer Lebolov. Eina Mukhsa. Again, Herzira Shomer Lebolov is Eina Mukhsa. Since we already have a din of a Shor Haniskol on it. Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Yaakov says, don't know, that after Mishenigma Dinoi Herzira Shemer Lebolov Muchzer, even after the Shor has a Chiyuv Skiller upon it, still the Shemer has the right to say Reish Lach Lefonecha. So my love isn't it that Paul Kemitzlgit is the Machlekes. The Rabbi Yaakov, so Rabbi Yaakov holds, Oimrim Bi Suri Hano, we say Bi Suri Hano, HaReish Lach Lefonecha. Even though this has a shame Shor Haniskol already, the Tosa Bahano, still you have a right to say HaReish Lach Lefonecha. That's why the Shemer could return it right now. For Rabbanon, Sabbath, Rabbanon hold no, Ein Oimrim Bi Suri Hano, HaReish Lach Lefonecha. You're not allowed to say Bi Suri Hano, HaReish Lach Lefonecha. The Chur, you see, that's the Machlekes here, Blosa Ben Yaakov and the Rabbanon, the Chur, the Din of Al Mishner also. Then the case where you stole the chametz and was over all over Pesach, and now it's also Bahano, can you say HaReish Lach Lefonecha? Not the Chur, should be told on this Machlekes. So Mor says no. Oh, Malay Rab, Rabbi says loy. I tell you the Kula Yal, and everybody agrees. Amrinan b'Yisuri Hano HaReish Lach Lefonecha. Everybody like agrees to our Mishnah that you have a right to say to the chometz after Pesach HaReish Lach Lefonecha. Everybody agrees to our Mishnah. The Yim came because if not, like Niflug b'chometz of Pesach. Why isn't the Machlekes a partial Machlekes like in the case of our Mishnah where you steal chometz but before Pesach? Elus, if so, what's the machlokes of Blazer ben Yaakov and the Rabbanan then? Elo Omar Rabo, Hocho begoimrim dinoi shel shor sheloi befonav kemiflugi. Here the machlokes is if we're going with the din of the shore, sheloi befonav or not. Rabbanan, sar with the Rabbanan, hold ein goimrim dinoi shel shor sheloi befonav. You can't make the gemar din upon the shore sheloi befonav. The Yomale, we have to say, EIC Sinalei, because if you would have brought it to me, Hevi Mariknale Liagma, I would have thrown it away into the Yagam, into the swamps. Hashto Masatiya Viadman, Tle Metsinalish Lishtoya Dina Bahadei, and now you brought it over, you gave it over to somebody's hands, that I can't do anything about it. In other words, here the Machlokes is, do we have this Psak Din to give a Din, Shor Haniskol upon the shore, not in front of the shore? Therefore, the owner has a right to say, like to the Shomer, this is Suri Hano, you can't say, the Rabbanon say, you can't say HaReish Lach Lefonecha. Because it's not like Chometz that it became also Bano by itself, that it wasn't your fault. But here, the owner has a tiny back to the Shomer, it's like your fault. Like, who asked you, the Shomer, to give over my shore to the Bezdin? That Bezdin now could pass him to give it a din of a Shor Haniskol. Because if the shore would have been by me, the owner could have said, I would have not given it over to Bezdin. I would have, like, put it into the swamps, I would have hit it, that the Bezdin couldn't have got to it, and they wouldn't be able to give the psak of a Shor Haniskol on it. Therefore, here the Rabbanan argue to say that it's the Shomer's fault why you became Asa Banor. Therefore, but after here you can't say Harosh Halach Lefanecha. But in the case of Chometz, whereby itself, when Pesach comes, it becomes Asa Banor, there even the Rabbanan agree you could say Harosh Halach Lefanecha. Yeah. Versus Rabbi Yaakov, so Rabbi Yaakov says no, that Goimrim Dinu Shashor Shalai Befonov. Rabbi Yaakov says no, the Bezdin has the right to paskin, even not in front of the shore, the Alocha, that the shore should become a shore on Iskol. The Yomalei, therefore the Shem, like you could say to the owner, my Avdilei, what did I do to you? Saif Heavy Gamrilei, Dino, Shalai Befonov, no matter what, even if the shore would have been by you, by the owner, also Bezdin would have paskin the Alocha. Now, since we know this shore killed a man, it now has a loch of a shore haniskol, and therefore it's also the hanor. So therefore, since it's considered an Easter hanor that comes by itself, the shorema couldn't have helped it, therefore the mitzvah of the shorema still has the right to say, harei shelech lefanecha. That should be Yaakov Svara. So the kids of Akol Ponim to our Mishnah could be both agree that we say harei shelech lefanecha by chometz. Even though chometz is also the hanor, still since it's the exact same chefes that you stole, you have a right to say here, harei shelech lefanecha. All right, turn over. Now the Gemara says, Ashkechei Rav Chizdo L'Rabba Bashmuel. Rav Chizdo met Rabba Bashmuel. Omla, he said, Tonis Midi B'Yisuri Hano, did you learn anything about these halachas of Yisuri Hano? Omla, he said back, yes. Tanina, we learned like this. The Pasuk says, V'heishif Esag Zela. He has to return the gzela. Matamad loy ma'ashe gozel. Why does it say at the end of the pasuk ashe gozel? So yachzir kein she gozel. You have to return it the same way that you stole it. Mikar nomer. From here we learned that gozel matibeya v'nisal. If you stole a matibeya and now v'nisal, it became it's not usable now. Teiras v'hekivu. You stole fruits and now became rotten, spoiled. You can't use it. Yayin v'hechmitz. You stole wine and now it became vinegar. Truma v'netamas. Chometz, the overall of our Pesach, you stole chometz, and now we went over Pesach to Tosa Bano, rose behema, you stole a behema, v'nevda bo'avera, and it was nirvah, and avera was done with it, or else for sure, actually nigmar dinoi, if you stole the shore and it killed somebody, but before the gemar din was, oimaloi haresh lachal fanecha. Still, in all these cases, you still have a right to say, haresh lachal fanecha. In all these cases, the chayfut is still called kain shagozel. Even though maybe the dinim changed upon it, but our kol ponim it's still called the exact same chefetz. This is called kein shegozom. Still, you have to return it. The verse says, "Man shamet lo." Who's the one that says the yomer achla nigma dinoy in that only before desdin paskind, but misha nigma dinoloi. But mashma once desdin paskind that this shore was called the shor haniskol that has a chiyuv skiler on it, then you can't say reish lach lefanecha. So Mora says, "Who rabbonin? That's the rabbonin." Still, still it says over here that chometz for over all of our Pesach oy maloi haresha lach lefanecha. And still it says here in the Reisha that in the case where you stole chometz, and then it went through Pesach, you have a right to say haresha lach lefanecha. So you see clearly the svar we just said before that even the rabbanim that say after it's nigma dinoi you can't say haresha lach lefanecha b'shor haniskol. That's only because there it's your fault. The only could say you shouldn't have given the shor over to Bezdin. But over here, by chometz, if it comes by itself, you have a right to say haresh lach lefanecha. Omalei, so he said, imishkachas lu, if you find him, leteim lu v'lemidi, don't tell him anything. So Rashi says, mishum dechod de mishkachas tiyufta de milsa. Because he'll be happy that he found the tiyufta, like what he said to me before. In other words, don't tell him over this, what you just told me. Rashi is like, imishkachas lu, if you find it to b'nai yeshiva, don't say this over. Right. And it says, peiros ve'kivu, oimalei haresh lach lefanecha. Says here, what if terrorists that rotted away, you have a right to say Reish Lach Lefanecha. For the Gemara Kash, Ivo Tanan, we learned terrorists ve kivu mishal gashasak zela. No, if you stole the terrorists and they rotted away, so your koine, it's yours now, and you pay back gashasak zela. On the Rav Papa, kansha kivu kulon, kansha kivu mitzosan, depends how bad it got. If the whole thing got ruined, so mamash not called, it's not called kenshin gozel anymore, it's called something new, therefore, you talk it's yours. You can't return it. That's called the Kikinu of Yukana Bishinui. Mashenka, they only started to rot a little bit, but it's still edible, it's still usable. That's still called Kain Shagozel. Therefore, you have a right to say, Harei Shaloch Lefonecha. Now, the Mishnah says like this. No Sanli Umnit. Let's say you give something to a worker, a workman. lisakin, to fix something. You give him a wood to fix, give him a chair to fix, to kukulum, and by mistake he breaks it. So chayovim l'shalom, he has to pay you. If he broke it, he's a mazik, he has to pay you. Nosan lecherish, shei de teva nigdol. Here, let's say, to a carpenter to make a box or a closet for you. Lisakin, to fix it, to kukulum, and by mistake he broke it, he made it worse, his wife to chayov l'shalom, he has to pay you. The habanoi, if you have a builder, shekibolo lo lister es akoisel. You hired him to knock down this wall. The shibur havonim, but he also broke the stones. Or she has zeikun, or else he did hezik to you. It's chayav l'shalim. That's not what you hired him for. You hired just to knock down the wall and not to break the stones and not to be mad at you. Or yisaisa mitzadze. Let's say he was breaking it down from one side. For nofel mitzadacher, and it fell down from the other side. Potter. Then takri's potter. We'll see in the Gemara why it's not his fault. But v'yamach mishamake chayav. But if it was because of his fault, like he hit the wall too hard, and his makeh, his hitting, was the one that caused even the other side to fall down, so he's doing something he's not supposed to, that's called he's a mazik, and therefore he has to pay. So it must be like this. Omer Rabasi, lo yishonu ele shenosan, lecherish sheda teva lenigdol, linoyitz boi misamer. You gave a carpenter this closet, or this box, to bang a nail inside it. And when he was banging a nail inside it, v'shivra, he broke it. That's when he's chayiv. Let's say you gave the carpenter just pure wood, and you told him, make you a box, make you a closet out of it. And he made v'shivra, and it broke. Then takri's potter. Well, my time of what's the reason why? Umen koine b'shvakli, because the umen, the worker, he's koine the shvach of the kli that he did. So therefore, takri's potter. So in other words, like, all he has to pay you back really for just for the wood that you gave him. And the stomach right now, this is still worth more than the wood. But just the fact that the umen, he himself made this box, he himself made the closet, that's the svar umen kainer b'shvakli. The umen himself is kainer, it's like his. So therefore, if he breaks it, he doesn't have to pay you for it. That's called umen kainer b'shvakli. So Mara says tonight, learn like this. No, suddenly, umnin, the kukla, he gave something to the worker to fix and he broke it. Chayovim l'shalom, so the Mishnah says he has to pay you. My love, aren't we talking about the yoyivlu eitzim that you gave him wood to make, and still we see when he breaks it, he has to pay you for it. So Mara says, loy, we're talking about sheda teva migdol. We're talking about that you gave him already a box, you gave him already the closet, and he's supposed to fix it. Then if he breaks it, so he's not corner anything, it's yours, and he went and broke your closet, therefore he has to pay you for it. But Gemara Hamidik Tani Sefer says in the Sefer though, Shei the Teivu Migdol Mechal the Reisha Eitzin. The father Reisha is only talking about I gave you wood, and still it says you have to pay. So Gemara says, no, Amri, I'll tell you Perushi Kama Forishle. It's going to explain it. Keitzad Noisin Li Umnin. What's the case when you give it to the Umnin? The Sakin to fix the Kuklin, he's Messiah, and he's Mekalkulid. Chayov Mashal, you have to pay. Kagoin, what's the case talking about? Shinofam lecherish shida teva migdol. You gave the worker, you gave him this box or this tower to fix. Yeah. So that's the reason why he's chayiv. Because you gave him already the box or the closet to fix, and now if he broke it, he's chayiv. So Mar says, Lochinami Mistava, this is the svar also. The case of Ketoni, that the Mishnah is explaining itself. It's a case of Ketoni. Because the Yisalka died, if you want to tell me, Reisha Eitzim, the Reisha told him, and I gave you wood. Hashdash, Minan Eitzim, Chayov L'Shalom, once I let you hear that Eitzim, you have to pay, V'lo Yermin, and we do not say, Umen Kren L'Mishvah Kelim, that we don't say the Svara, that if you gave over wood, and the Umen, the workman himself, when he makes it into the box, it's called like the owner's box, and if he goes and breaks it, he has to pay. It's not called his own box. If so, if that's what the Reisha is telling you, so what do you have to say the next case for? That if you give him the Sheda Teva Migdol and he breaks it, then he's chayiv, it's pshita. So Mara says, no. Imi shumho, because of this l'ira, there wouldn't be any krasha. I tell you, toni seifu l'gluya resha. It says the seifu to explain back to the resha. Shaloi toimi, you should not say. Resha is talking about by Sheda Teva Migdol. Avul eitzim le'neva, but he would not. Therefore, Torah is safer. Says in the safer, shei the table migdol. They say even in such a case that the woman is chayiv. Nichlal the reish hates him. The reish is also talking about wood. V'yafilu hochi chayiv l'shalim. And still, it could be even though he gives you wood
and the owner, the workman makes it into a shed of Teva Migdol, it could be to say Umin is not Kohen of a Shvakli, and maybe it's still called the owners. If it's still called the owners, now that their workman goes and breaks it, he has to pay. So I call upon it for Mal Mishnah, you won't have any proof to this shayla of Umin is Kohen of a Shvakli if you give him wood and he makes it into the closet, and then he breaks it, would he have to pay you for it or not? So Mar says, Lengu Masayle, like I'll bring you proof. Says Allah Hanoi Saint Semer, let's have somebody gives wool to a